going deep. I feel like Kalo on the Miami Heat. The words I speak off this sheet are like a three-peat. I don't just hop on a track, I bring running cleats. I'm a player for real, more than an athlete. Let my mama tell it, could have ran for the Senate. Instead I penned it for Donovan Bennett. I'm cemented, this a deep dive. In your headphones or a long drive. Up close and personal, just like you courtside. There ain't no out of bounds here, no offsides. We going live in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You are now tuned in to Going Deep with Donovan Bennett.
Thanks so much. Another great edition of the Going Deep podcast, especially if you love sports and business and how they intersect. And really, for me, they intersect in the entertainment and experience world. As you know, if you've been following me on social or if you've been listening to this podcast, I spent some time in Las Vegas as the city was prepping for the Las Vegas Grand Prix on the Strip. And what struck me, whether it was going to a NFL game at Allianz Stadium and level of hospitality and really level of beauty that you see in that stadium, everything around it, from the tailgating experience to the experience to get an Uber to leave, was the level of service, level of quality service that you got at those sporting events, which I think is starting to become the norm. I mean, no longer are we stuck in the days where you expect to go to a stadium and for it to smell and to be freezing cold and to you just to be focused on the game. We now want the same level of customer service in our sporting experience as we do when we go to a theater show or when we go to a great restaurant or when we go to an all-expense-paid resort. But what does that look like and how are we getting there using technology and using what we know about human behavior and commerce? So that's going to be the subject of this episode. And when I think about those trends, my mind goes to literally booking seats. Me and my friends, every time we go on a vacation, essentially, whether it's me and my wife or me and my buddies, has to be tied around at least one sporting event, hopefully a major sporting event. That's the crux of my travel life at this point. And I was wondering if the travel economy has followed suit. And so I really wanted to take a look at a company called BookSeats. It's a venture-backed tech company, and they offer a dynamic platform that hopefully changes the way fans travel, using technology seamlessly, looking at global airfare, accommodations, event tickets, a bundled package if you need to eliminate some of the friction and the frustration with creating a fan experience for yourself a la carte. So I actually wanted to talk to their founder and CEO, someone who's not only Canadian, Joseph Demarinis, a graduate of Brock University here in Canada. He used to work in corporate partnerships in a manager role at RedTech, but now is starting this venture with BookSeats. I wanted to find out, what are the trends that we're seeing around consumer travel in the sports realm, and what are the new offerings that you can have available to you if you're looking to go to a sports game, but do it maybe with a little bit of luxury? That's the conversation we have on Going Deep.
So, Joseph, this is a space I'm in, certainly as a consumer. So professionally, selfishly, I'm looking forward to picking your brain. When it comes to traveling, whether it's my wife, my friends, I hardly ever travel if a sporting event isn't attached to the trip in some form or fashion. What are you seeing in terms of the trends around fan travel?
Yeah, I think all of us sit there and talk about going on sports trips or going to see a music festival or music driven trips, but nobody wants to be the one to plan it, right? I was the one within my friend group and still am the one who has to plan it. And I think with BookSeats, we're given that opportunity for everyone to do that. I think obviously with Vegas and the sports scene that's going on down there, I think that's the biggest trend in terms of where people are going in terms of destinations. I think whether that's Formula One, NHL still and then everything else sniffing around, and of course the Raiders. So I think Las Vegas is the biggest biggest piece and the biggest destination for us. I think when it comes to Major League Baseball, Toronto is just a hub right now for being Canada's team. So a lot of Canadians coming to Toronto, and then also a lot of Americans wanting to make that bucket list trip to Toronto as well. So that's definitely a trend that we're seeing in the marketplace when it comes to different destinations.
I want to follow up a little bit about Vegas, because it's not that long ago in our lifetimes when talking about sports in Vegas, it was Running Rebels and Summer League. Now the Knights are there. Potentially the Oakland A's could be going there, but they have gone on a run of NFL draft, Pro Bowl, Stanley Cup, Super Bowl coming, F1 coming. I've probably missed a couple things. The new NBA tournament. What has made Vegas become, this destination, this hub for obviously great entertaining, but also great sports event?
Yeah, well, you got Adele and you too with the Sphere now as well, which is running wild. I think what's amazing about Vegas is it's grown from what people would think it was to now almost a destination for all types and even families as well. So I think what differentiates Vegas is the amount of rooms available for tourism in that hub. We will see in time how when the kind of honeymoon stage fades off for the Raiders and the Knights, and when teams aren't at the top of the table or at the top of the standings, how the fans react locally. But when it comes to tourism, I think it's just amazing to see how many people are able to come into town for events, whether that's a conference or a sporting event. I can tell you that it's obviously a bucket list item for my friends and I, and I think it's again, just comes down to the amount of people that they can host and the amount of things that are going around in town to not just be able to go in town for an event, but be able to go eat well, see a bunch of different things and have some fun as well.
You talked about Toronto being that hub in Canada, specifically around the Blue Jays being Canada's national team. What do those travel dates and trends look like for the Blue Jays specifically? And why has it been unique to them and not the case for, the Raptors was also in a different way, a national team, or the Leafs, which is, probably one of the biggest sporting brands we have in the country?
Yeah, I think, the Raptors are similar in terms of being Canada's team, but a lot of it, Donovan, I think has to do with the seasonality and the schedule. Being able to come to Toronto from spring to early fall and experience the city opposed to mid-fall to late winter for a Raptors schedule, for example. I think it is kind of a weekend sport, so schedule does have a big thing to do with it. And coming into town in the spring summer is a lot different than coming into town in cold February for whether that's people from across Canada or people from south of the border wanting to experience Toronto.
So people aren't just solely going to destinations for sporting events. How does the process and the sensibilities around traveling around sport differ than what it would be for great entertainment, shows, concerts, et cetera?
Yeah, I think we're continuing to work with our fans and our customers and our tech as well to really round out that experience, whether that's with merchandise, whether that's with restaurant reservations and recommendations. And I think the event is the driver for it. But people want to see different things in individual cities, and I think we focus on the event being that main piece. But there's always those ancillary pieces that go hand in hand, and that's one way in terms of tech. We're working a lot with AI to try to figure out ways how we can kind of make recommendations, whether that's for restaurants or different tours or experiences in that specific city during that time, for our fans and our customers to really take advantage of that city during that time frame.
In order to do that, you have to understand the customer and the consumer. And I think generally we assume, okay, certainly it's going to be some guys' trips, some bachelor trips, some 40-year-old birthday trips. But who actually have you found is the consumer? Is there some variety in the type of people you see coming to your site?
Yeah, it's quite wild to see the different fluctuation of demographics and market. So I think whether that's, like you mentioned, the group trips, obviously are big ones, the bachelor parties, the 40th birthdays, et cetera. A lot of couples looking to get away, being the driver. And for us, NFL is a big piece of our pie when it comes to the sport and the league that most consumers are coming to Book Seats and BookSeats.com for. And the demographics in NFL markets vary tremendously. So we see it all. And what's amazing about what we do and how we do it and what our fans love and customers love is that we don't force any customers to any specific products, price points, et cetera. So we allow them to build out based on their preferences, budgets, and also membership and their loyalty. So some may be Marriott Rewards members, Marriott Bonvoy members, some Hilton. We allow them to select the product based on what they prefer. So you'll see customers sit courtside or sit at the 50-yard line and then take a couple connection flights and stay at a two or three-star property because they don't really care about the travel. They're there for the event. And then you'll see people build out a trip on the other side of the spectrum where they're flying first class, they're staying at the Four Seasons and they're sitting in the bleachers or GA or don't really care. They just want to get in the building. So it really fluctuates. You're obviously going to see those trends as you had mentioned, but we were very surprised to see some of the data and analytics that come in and on demographics and different ways our users are utilizing the platform.
What does that data tell you geographically? And obviously, in terms of attending sporting events, this is a global phenomenon and now has been marketed as such. What do you see in terms of different sporting events around the globe, but also different consumers around the globe?
Yeah, we are working hard to make sure that we are globalizing our platform as well, whether that's through translation, ensuring that our platform is available in a number of different languages, because we are starting to see a lot of traffic from Europe in particular, Asian markets, et cetera, that are wanting to come experience North America sport, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and now MLS as well with obviously the Messi crave. So, I think that's one thing for us. We're starting to gain a lot of traction in those markets. And I think it also has a lot to do with the globalization of sport when it comes to those leagues going and playing those international games. And I think that's one big piece of the pie where we're looking to help these different organizations globalize their fan base. So working directly with teams to be able to provide them a tool to engage with those fans and make it easier for those fans to come into town to experience their city, their product live and in their venues.
Glad you mentioned the team angle. I want to transition there from the fan angle, because if we were having this conversation maybe a decade ago, the teams had an acrimonious relationship with anything they deemed to be secondary market. Now, they're starting to make partnerships. What are some of the interests the teams and the organizations have that a company like yours could help meet?
Yeah, so throughout our journey, like we launched as a direct-to-consumer business, BookSeats.com, and I think throughout our journey, we discovered that there is a lot of demand on the team and the property level because of, like I said, first and foremost, connecting with that global audience, boosting partnership revenue, learning more about their fans, obviously through data and insights and creating that personalized experience. So we have just launched our Book Seats Experience technology, which allows teams to create their own custom fan travel platforms. And the teams are really excited about it because they can own this asset and then go out and obviously market it to their fans. And I think the biggest piece there is they're no longer looking at that regional fence as how they can grow their brand in that specific market. They're looking at how big of a market it is around the world. And you see it with the NFL, with their international marketing territories, where they're able to go into these different areas and create fandom in those spots. So I think for us, that's the biggest piece that we're working with the teams on. It's funny how you brought up the secondary ticket marketplace and how they're reacting to it. I think for us in particular, we understand that the most sought after events are going to be sold out events. So working with those teams to either take inventory and work with them on the primary side of things, or be preferred partners in the secondary marketplace to ensure that our 100% buyer guarantee is set in stone there. We're working directly with them to ensure that their brand is at no risk in terms of the ticket and what's going on. And I think that was an early sentiment in the secondary marketplace. I think it's starting to change a little bit in terms of the amount of fraud and in the secondary marketplace. So that's definitely a piece of it we're working directly with the teams on, and we're really excited about that opportunity and where we're going in that pipeline of our sales cycle with them.
Another piece is when there's a heightened demand on the secondary market, it is a good marketing story in terms of what the value, increased value of the content is. We've seen that with Messi. We've certainly seen that with someone like Taylor Swift in the Eras Tour. And there's an economy that comes with, individuals like that. From a sports context, I wonder if there's anything similar. The only thing I could think of from a Canadian perspective coming up is the World Cup coming to Canada. And I wonder how you prepare for that and how it might be a rising tide that lifts all boats for all events around the World Cup matches when it comes to North America.
Yeah, we're really excited, and the countdown is on, I think, for World Cup 2026. I think everyone is looking at that is going to be a real opportunity, obviously, to bring in a global audience here. So when it comes to accommodations, it's a big piece of that puzzle that everyone is looking at trying to ensure that they're able to accommodate. I think it's quite interesting. You see all these billion-dollar figures when it comes to Taylor Swift, or with the economic impact that she will bring into different cities and marketplaces. And that's one thing that we're talking to the teams and properties about, is that how come you guys aren't taking advantage of this? You know how many people are coming into town. They need accommodations. They're going to booking restaurant reservations. They're seeing different things around the city. And the amount of economic impact that's coming into town that are associated to that property or that individual, for the Taylor Swift example, those properties should take credit for those and be able to monetize off that. So that's one way we're working with them. I think the ticketing aspect is going to be quite interesting on the World Cup piece. We will wait and see who's allocated that and how they work with the different vendors to ensure that there is some a level playing ground and people are able to get tickets. But really excited about the global impact and how many people are going to be coming into North America for that event in particular, and see how we can help those fans from around the world.
Well, I guess it's my last question in terms of where things are going, because my mind wanders on the possibilities. I see it potentially going in two opposite directions. One is based off of the data and information, and AI having, offerings that are very custom to specific users, almost tailored to you. But then the other, I almost see an area where, it's just add water. You buy tickets and there's a bundle where, you're going to New York. Here's your reservation at Catch New York. Here's your reservation at the Comedy Cellar. Here's your hotel in the Warehouse District. And here's your Yankees tickets. And it's just a bundle that you purchase all in one, and you don't have to think about it. Where do you see the industry going in the next 5, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a combination, to be honest, Diamond. I think there are there's a pretty strict line in the sand on what type of people and consumers there are in the marketplace. Some will pay that premium dollar for you to build out that trip for them. You send the itinerary. and they're on their way. They just follow. And then there are those that are very personal about what they want to do, how they want to do it. And I think that's where the flexibility comes into play. And we're working continuously with our partners and on our tech side to be able to offer both. So those consumers that want to be a couple clicks away from us building out that ideal trip for them, and they're willing to pay that premium for it. And then there's those that want to be able to select on their own. So I think it's going to be a continued battle, but I think we have to offer in the end, and when we look down the road in 10, 15 years, I think we want to get to the point where we can offer both to our consumers and let them choose what type of consumer they are.
Well, as I said off the top, all my trips are created around a sporting event. But when I started having the disposable income to go on those trips, I was the person looking to make all of the choices. Now, with two kids and a busy job and trying to plan a bachelor party trip for my brother, I would love to just click a couple buttons and have a PDF of my inventory sent to me. So love the fact that you operate in a way where you can provide both. Looking forward to seeing what you provide for not just Canadians, but global sports consumers in the near future. Thanks so much.
I really appreciate the time, Don, and thank you so much.
Thanks so much to Joseph. And if you want to book a seat, whether it's MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, festivals, theater, big performers, bookseats.com is his site where you can go and do just that. We're going to take a break. And after the break, okay, we've got you there. We are at the sporting event. We've booked the travel. We've booked the trip, full itinerary. What is the new trends that we're seeing in terms of an immersive customary experience for you in venue when watching great sports? That's what we dive into next on Going Deep.
My name is Lucille Bryan.
I'm Clifton Bryan.
My grandson has a show.
And I'm so happy that you're listening to Going Deep with Donovan Bennett.
I'm so glad that he had a show. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Grandma and Granddad. And it is somewhat ironic that you hear their voice before we have this conversation, because even though they are in their mid to late 80s, I love going to sporting events with my grandparents. But as they get older and they move a bit slower, it's a bit of a mission, I'm not going to lie. And so making sure that they are as comfortable as possible, but also making sure there's return on investment. If we're going to make the drive and do the parking and find elevators for them to get to their seats, we want to make sure that they're really, really enjoying it. And that it's not just a facsimile of the type of experience they could have at home on their couch, watching in 4K with their food of choice or drink of choice. And so that's what we're starting to see is multi-sensory experiences in arena, making sure that, yeah, obviously you want to be here live, but we're giving you the best of class to make sure that the proposition of coming down to the arena is still something that makes sense for the consumer. And that's happening in market where I live here in Toronto. It's really happening across Canada, but a partnership that MLSC struck up with MasterCard really caught my eye. And what they've unveiled this year specifically is the MasterCard Lounge. It's the first of its kind, shared members-only space in Scotiabank Arena. So essentially what that means is they're pushing the traditional boundaries of what the sporting experience can be, with immersive culinary in that experience offered each day, stunning views of the bowl from the 200 level, views that allow the members to get an ideal vantage point of hockey or basketball you're watching the Leafs or Raptors. Essentially, they're trying to have the vantage point and experience and the essence of the game from the lounge enriched through MasterCard's multi-sensory identity. Obviously, their tagline has been priceless, and they've been known to give us multi-sensory experiences like this lounge being the latest example for Leafs and Raptors fans who happen to be cardholders. But I was really interested to find out, okay, well, why a sporting event? Why in this arena? And now that we're at this place in terms of the level of service, what does that exactly entail? And what is the evolution? Where could it potentially go? So to have that conversation, I caught up with the SVP of Marketing and Communications at MasterCard Canada, Shauna Miller, to talk about all things multi-sensory sporting experiences via the MasterCard Lounge. Let's go deep.
So, Shauna, I love going to sporting events. And if I'm being honest, sometimes the actual sporting event is secondary to the overall experience. That is the lens with which I view communal spaces like the MasterCard Lounge. Talk to me about what the goal and hope is for the brand in having this partnership with a multi-sensory experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'll maybe just start with telling you what the MasterCard Lounge is. And by the way, thank you for having me here. The MasterCard Lounge is a first of its kind shared members only experience that offers premium viewing and dining experience for sports and entertainment events. And like you were saying, I think there's kind of that dual nature of fans wanting to experience, obviously, what they're there to experience. But there's also this desire to push those traditional boundaries, I think, of that viewing experience. So with that, each aspect of the lounge has been very meticulously curated to immerse members in that environment. So, you know, if you're standing in the lounge, you see the very modern design from the vaulted ceilings to the very carefully crafted daily menus and drink specialties. But, you know, the lounge has been very strategically fashioned to elevate that full fan and guest experience. And like you said, we bring that to bear largely through our multi-sensory strategy.
So in this space, will it be appreciably different given sporting event, given the usage, whether it's for a sporting event or concert or the team at play, or will it be somewhat standard throughout the year?
So it will be an elevated experience each time someone walks into that space. So think about what we're offering here, an immersive culinary menu each day, and that will highlight absolute premium ingredients from across the country. So featuring the best of the best from Canada. And that menu is new and curated on a day-to-day basis. We've also got mixologists within the lounge that have designed, I have to be honest, a very playful selection of refreshments, whether those are mocktails or cocktails, by the way. And that includes MasterCard's Passion and Optimism cocktails. That's a nod to our brand, but the intention is to both intrigue and relax guests in the lounge. And the whole point of this is that every single aspect has been purposely included to enrich the essence of the game through our multi-sensory identity. And I would say, you know, listen, it's a premium experience like no other. We are coupling the best views of the best teams with an experience of five-star dining and a chance to benefit from the exclusivity, and the perks of being a MasterCard cardholder.
Well, that was my next question, was access. And certainly, you know, you need to enter the conversation by being a cardholder, but what does that entail? Is there an additional cost to get in, even if I am a cardholder? Can I bring a plus one or others with me if I'm a cardholder, or is it just me, myself, and I who is able to come in and have the full experience?
So there's two aspects to this. Either you're a member within the MasterCard Lounge, or the perk of being a MasterCard cardholder until November 19th, and we will do this throughout the season, by the way, MasterCard cardholders have a chance to access the lounge either for a Leafs or a Raptors game through a sweepstakes on priceless.com. So you and a guest have the chance to actually be part of that viewing and dining experience with one of MasterCard's 8 seats within the lounge.
And it sounds like an elevated experience. It sounds like this is a spot I might want to hang out with a business partner or on a date night, and not the spot I'd want to hang out with my toddler if I'm coming to a game. but I don't want to assume. You tell me, who is the ideal clientele in the lounge?
Listen, I would love to see a toddler in the lounge. I actually think that that would be an incredible experience. So yes to people, you know, we will certainly be hosting our customers in the lounge. That is a premium experience for us with our customers and our partners like no other. I'm not sure that I would say that it was exclusive, other than if you are looking for that 360 degree experience, not just the game, but to elevate the game, you want to be part of the fabric of live events. You want to get close to the things that you love the most, and you want to have this enhanced experience. I think it's for you. It doesn't matter, you know, age, gender, all, you know, all are welcome here, certainly. And I think all you have to do is have the passion for sports, have a passion for your teams, the Leafs and the Raptors, and have a passion for entertainment coupled with culinary, and you're good to go.
When we look at the need that is being met here, when the evaluation is determined that, you know, we have this real estate and this opportunity with these teams, and this is how we think we could partner, what was the strategy, and what do you think we're going to start to see in terms of trends around event spaces around the country, North America, where we might see more real estate utilized in this way?
Yeah, I think it's just the latest example. I mean, I'll speak for us, obviously. It's the latest example of how we're bringing the multi-sensory experience to life. In general, kind of across our sports portfolios, the PGA and the MLB are two that come to mind. Looking at ways of using our spaces or our activations within our sponsorships very differently than we have before has been kind of a signal that we're seeing right across the, not just this marketplace, but globally around the world. So I'll give you one example. We've been a longtime sponsor of the API, the Arnold Palmer Invitational, probably spanning about two decades now. And this year we incorporated technology called the MasterCard Golf Simulator experience, as well as a dynamic virtual reality metaverse experience that personalized recommendations for purchases for customers kind of around that golf passion. But I just think the expectation based on how technology has progressed people's passions over the past several years, you know, how the world has dramatically changed over the past several years, there is a demand for an experience that is elevated from what you expect. And if I think about that from a culinary lens, and particularly for MasterCard, we have opened restaurants either within sponsorship properties, like we're doing obviously with Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, or outside of that in places around the world, Brazil, with Sao Paulo, in Hong Kong, and now, of course, like we're talking about here, the latest is MasterCard Lounge in Canada with Scotiabank Arena. But the expectation from a fan and a consumer perspective is exactly just that. And I will also add, coming out of the pandemic, you want to have that elevated feeling of being part of something unique, special, and entirely different.
Well, that's a feeling I certainly want to have when I'm going to sporting events. And although my time with my two kids is priceless, I expect I'll be going with my wife, who will appreciate the culinary offerings maybe a little bit more. But either way, so excited to consume and see it, and really appreciate you walking us through what it entails.
Donovan, we would love to host you. Absolutely.
Thanks so much to Shauna. And just so you know, there is a sweepstakes to get you in that lounge. It lasts until the end of the month. We will put info for you about it in our show notes, so make sure you are checking back there for any of that information. We'll also put a link to BookSeats in our show notes as well, but it's bookseats.com. It's pretty straightforward. But if you just need a hyperlink to get yourself right there, be our guest. If you're on your phone and that is the case, make sure you like, favorite, share, and subscribe. We've got some real good episodes coming up. So stay tuned to this space for more. Thanks for listening.